I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Ukraine's president and the head of the UN nuclear agency are raising concerns about safety risks at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. It's been without external power for more than a week. Harriet Morris has details.
The plant was seized by Russian forces days after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine and hasn't been producing power for the grid for several years now. But it needs power to cool the 6 shutdown reactors and spent fuel at the site. And currently, diesel generators are being used for this task. The plant's repeatedly been caught in the crossfire between Russian and Ukrainian forces, and this is apparently the 10th time that it's lost access to off-site power. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency has said the situation is stable at the moment, as long as the generators keep functioning.
Again, that's the AP's Harriet Morris, and I'm Ben Thomas.